So, Marie Walsh, you have called for polling stations around the country to be more accessible to all voters. How was this issue brought to your attention?
Yeah, so earlier this week I met with the Irish Wheelchair Association in Roscommon, and speaking with a number of service users and family members of those who use wheelchairs and have different abilities, one of the key asks when in a hustings talking about accessibility within Roscommon and the field across Ireland and Europe was the accessibility towards polling stations. Doing a little bit of a deep dive into work done by the National Disability Authority, it was reported that 29 buildings servicing 43 polling stations in the 2020 general election were not accessible to wheelchair users, which further supports what the group we met in Roscommon had declared. We need to make sure everyone has every avenue to get to mark their vote, and ultimately further support our democracy. And you cannot have polling stations that are accessible to some but not all. So it's incredibly important that our returning officers right throughout the country, not just across Midlands Northwest, and the Minister, Dara O'Brien, ensures that this happens. We're 13 days out now today from June 7th local and European elections. So there is time to ensure that each polling station is fit for purpose and that no persons with any disability or different ability faces challenges with voting.
Like even just thinking about my own polling station, it's quite rural. Do you think it's more of an issue in those rural areas as opposed to, bigger towns?
I think it's a combination. I think you have urban areas that have perhaps larger lips going into the doors, not adequate parking stations and parking slots outside. You even have issues internally with the height of booths that was flagged to us by people in Roscommon, as well as adequate space to be able to go up to put the ballot into the box. So there's a number of key issues that face rural and urban areas. So it's a combination of all, and making sure every polling station is fit for persons for everyone, not just some.
Do you hope to see action within that time, or even, possibly beyond? What are your hopes?
Well, my aspirations and my request and my promise in meeting the Irish Wheelchair Association group in Roscommon was that I would bring it to attention to the minister, as well as returning officers. So we have written to them. There's 13 days, adequate time, in my eyes, to make sure our democracy is fit for purpose. So when people want to come to the polling booths, they can, regardless of where they're coming from, be it, to your previous question, rural or urban, that it is accessible to all. And bear in mind, people with disabilities make up about 22% of the population, and yet we don't have adequate supports in place for them to cast their vote and make their voice heard and their vote count. So for me, it's of great urgency, and we need to see it now. And remember, for those listening, if we don't have all people voting, democracy falls short, and that means then policies and legislation that really reflect and cater for the entire society is falling short. So like I said, 13 days ago from today to June 7th for the local and European elections, and it's incredibly important that our polling stations are fit for purpose for all, not just some.
Well, I don't have any further questions unless there was anything you wanted to add that you want people to know.
No. Just make sure. I mean, perhaps, I think it's incredibly important that people, we use this time. As I said, I've written to the minister and returning officers across the country, and that they make sure they have their voting cards in place. They're ready to go. They've spoken with candidates, and that they make their voice heard and their vote count on June 7th.